North Carolina and South Carolina will play in Charlotte. It is in North Carolina, hardly a home game for the Tar Heels. I believe Columbia, South Carolina is closer to Bank of America Stadium than is Chapel Hill, but I guess it is in the state of North Carolina. I don't really think it matters. We could also joke around and call it the Battle for Carolina, but we won't do that. Colin Taylor, who covers the Gamecocks for On3, Gamecock Central as well, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Let's start here. South Carolina finished the season in a big way. So make the case that that momentum carries over to the start of this season.
Yeah, there's a good case for it because you bring back a guy like Spencer Rattler,
right?
Because you bring back Juice Wells, because you have added some pieces like Nick Harbor, Xavier Leggett comes back into a starting role. There are a lot of things to like from a skill position standpoint. When you talk about Trey Knox, when you talk about Josh Simons and pieces they added, they understand now better than ever what they're good at offensively. They've done a good job streamlining what they are offensively under new offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins. Now you just got to see it all in person. But you have, anytime you have a quarterback, you have a chance, and South Carolina has number 7 back there. And when you have him playing the way he did at the end of the year, and he's apparently taken a step forward, they're going to have a chance Saturday night.
How much of, I mean, North Carolina is a very small favorite. I don't know that you can play the nobody gave us a chance card here. The Tar Heels are a very small favorite. They are the ranked team. How much of the is there a disrespect card for South Carolina to play?
Yes. And Shane Beamer even kind of talked about it Tuesday during his press conference, where he said, listen, we understand Drake May is going to get a lot of headlines, and rightfully so, because he's this Heisman hopeful. He's this guy coming off an ACC Player of the Year, but we're really confident in our guy too. We feel really good about Spencer Rattler, and it's kind of disheartening to not see him on some of these lists the way Drake May is, and talked about in the same
right
level that Drake May is, just that echelon of quarterback. So they've talked about that. But in reality, I think they feel more pressure internally than they do externally or taking any motivation, because, yes, what they did to end the year last year was great, but now you have expectations. Now you have to go out there and do it again in this marquee game to start a season. And I think they feel a ton of – they do take some outside motivation, but there is a ton of pressure, good and bad, internally to do well Saturday night and get this thing off on the right foot.
Colin Taylor on 3 and Gamecock Central joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Is South Carolina equipped to win a shootout, or would they rather keep this game a little lower scoring?
They're equipped to do it, but I think they – if it's low scoring, I think South Carolina wins. I think they'd rather do that, just because North Carolina defensively was just not very good last year. I mean, just not very good.
Very kind.
Yes,
the way you put that.
I've learned through this how to couch things to make it sound a little bit better than what it really is. They were, yeah, one of the worst Power 5 defenses last year. So if you're South Carolina, they feel like they can take advantage of that more than likely. And defensively, this is a group that's struggled to stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the capability is there to have it be a shootout. I mean, I could see it easily being, you know, the over-under on it, I think, is 63. I could very easily see that hitting well over. But it's one of those things where I think Drake May is going to have a good game. I think Spencer Rattler is going to have a really good game. And one of those ones where it's the old Big 12 where the last team with the ball probably wins that one.
Colin Taylor from On3 and Gamecock Central is joining us here. How do you quantify what beating Clemson does for South Carolina at the end of last season? Whether it's confidence, whether it's the impact in recruiting, the program arriving. How do you put that into perspective?
Well, I know from a fan base perspective, birthday parties, weddings, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of that gets a lot better for you when you beat Clemson for the first time in forever. You're seeing it a little bit. There was always, you needed a proof of concept. South Carolina under Shane Beamer had done a good job.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Of beating the teams they were maybe supposed to beat, but when you went up against a team that had a huge discrepancy in terms of talent, you would lose and lose fairly lopsided. And so you'd go out there against Tennessee and beat them as a top 10 team. Clemson, absolutely, where it's, you know, you're at their place. They've won 40-something odd home games in a row. You go up there and beat them. It shows you proof of concept that you can go up against these teams that, especially last season, were Titans in their conference, some of the best teams in, you know, the Southeast, and you can go toe-to-toe and beat them. I think you showed that. And in recruiting-wise, Clemson's always, for the last 5 or 6 years, whenever there was a player in the state of South Carolina, Clemson wanted them, they typically got them. And you're kind of seeing that change a little bit. There's a couple of deep offensive tackles that Clemson recruited. South Carolina landed in 24. Marquis Anderson, a guy Clemson recruited out of the upstate of South Carolina, South Carolina land. So you're seeing that change a little bit in recruiting. And if you're Shane Beamer, you hope that continues and you're able to really kind of establish yourself, maybe not winning 5 straight like they did from that one period, but making this a more competitive matchup than it's been over the last 6-7 years.
Colin Taylor from On3 and Gamecock Central is joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. Two more things quickly before we have to get out of here. The first is there has to be a level of desperation for South Carolina in this game, knowing that in 2 of their next 4 after this, they are going to Athens and they are going to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. And there are other hard games left on their schedule, but man, it seems awfully front loaded.
Yeah, and it's insane how, I mean, typically you get Tennessee later in the year, and now it's and not to mention you go to Athens, you go to Knoxville, but in between that is a home game against Mississippi State, and who the heck knows what Mississippi State's going to be. So you can paint a picture of 4-1 for South Carolina coming out of the bye. You can paint a picture for 2-3, 3-2, 1-4. So this game is massive. It starts in Saturday in Charlotte. And if they can get off on the right foot, just the confidence level. Okay, this offense works. Defensively, we have some pieces there. There's just a confidence level you get to compared to if you go up there and lose in a heartbreaker, and it could potentially spiral on you.
What kind of fan presence for South Carolina do you anticipate? I have to imagine it'll be pretty big.
Yeah, I think it'll be majority South Carolina fans. I've covered this team for close to a decade now. This is probably the most excited I've seen a fan base for a true season opener, like the first game of a season in a very long time. And I think you'll see maybe not a sellout, but pretty doggone close. And my guess is anywhere between 60 to 70% of those is probably going to be South Carolina fans, just because of how close it is. It's a day trip from Columbia, 90 minutes up the road. And you get to go watch a team that you've been so eager to watch for the last, what feels like forever, if you're a Carolina fan.
Colin Taylor, Gamecock Central, On3. I appreciate your time, sir. We'll do it again. Good luck. I hope nobody gets hurt. I hope you don't get hurt. Press box can be a dangerous place. I appreciate your time, man.
Awesome. Appreciate it as always.
Take care. All right. Real quick about North Carolina. You know what would really help North Carolina Saturday night? Fan presence, of course, and I think there'll be, I don't know if it'll be 60 to 70% Gamecock fans. Maybe it will. A great wide receiver would help North Carolina.